Jerry Falwell Jr. has resigned as president of Liberty University, one of the country's most prominent evangelical Christian institutions. The news comes after a Reuters report detailing a sexual relationship between Falwell, his wife, and a young business partner. Falwell is an important evangelical ally of the president's. NPR's Tom Jelton covers religion and belief. And Tom, there was some confusion about this resignation, whether it was on again or off again. We now have this announcement from the university. Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, he apparently offered his resignation Monday and then withdrew it. And then apparently late last night, he finally did agree to resign. So the statement came out today. He is gone.
All right, and I mentioned this Reuters report that detailed the sexual relationship that was alleged to have happened between a young man and both of the Falwells. Also, earlier this month, there was an Instagram photo showing him with his arm around another woman. Both of them had their pants unbuttoned. Tell us more about what's happened here and how Falwell ran up against the university's guidelines.
Well, the university does have guidelines that prohibit, I'm going to read some of them, sexually oriented joking, display of pictures that are otherwise, that are sexual in nature, encouraging the advocacy of any form of sexual behavior that would undermine the Christian identity. Those were written for students, Peter, but I guess they decided in the end they should apply to the president as well.
Hmm. And what's Falwell saying?
Falwell has acknowledged, he spoke with our Sarah McCammon, and he said that he was resigning, quote, for good reason. We'll have to listen for more elaboration on that.
All right. Well, it's important to note that he was a high-profile supporter of President Trump, one of the earliest, evangelical supporter, one of the earliest to support him in 2016. Talk about that and what his resignation means more broadly, politically speaking, if anything.
Yes, that's right, Peter. He was one of the first evangelical leaders to support Donald Trump, so it perhaps is a bit embarrassing for the administration right now. I think that going forward, there's going to be some, you know, thinking, some reflection at Liberty University. I spoke with one former faculty member there, Karen Swallow Pryor, and she said that the board needs to do a top-down examination of all the leadership. Here's what she said.
The board needs to do a top-down examination of all of the leadership at every level and determine whether or not those leaders are on board with the true mission or whether they are still beholden to the old structures that allowed Jerry to do what he did.
So she said it is a turning point, but there are still a lot more decisions to be made about the future of the school. So questions about the future of Liberty as well as the relation between the evangelical community and President Trump.
Right. So we heard a little from the university there or someone connected formally to the university. But just generally speaking, how are evangelicals taking this news?
I think that there is a sense that they are vulnerable to charges of hypocrisy. He is only the latest evangelical leader to be caught up in a sex scandal. I think it really is a moment of reflection for evangelicals to consider whether they can really uphold the sexual standards that they have set for themselves.
NPR's Tom Jelton, religion and belief correspondent. Thanks very much for your time.
You bet, Peter.